Morning, Saints.
Morning.
I am going to come on down here and join the crowd. No, I'm going to come down here because in our service today, we have some unique things going on. I'm going to incorporate in the message, along with the message, we're going to incorporate our annual meeting. So we're going to have people coming up, down, doing things. So instead of me going up and down, I just thought I'd come down here and join you guys and be down here today. The theme for today is the faithfulness of God. We sang about it, that God is faithful. We shared a little bit about it. That's our theme today. So let's begin by spending a time and go before the Lord together in our heart and mind and pray to Him today. So would you bow your heads with me as we go before Him? Father, we come before You certainly, Lord, wanting to thank You for Your faithfulness. As we gather and worship You together this morning, we acknowledge Your purpose for us in this world. The reason that we're here. There's a divine reason, Lord, in Your salvation of us and for the church and for the body of Christ to be here. To shine Your light, to glorify You, to build each other up, to win the lost. All that Your plan and purpose is for the church. Father, we thank You for the privilege of being involved in Your kingdom work. We give You praise for the grace that allows us to live for You. We thank You for the forgiveness that brings us always back to You. We thank You for the truth of Your word that lights our path, that guides our way, and that transforms our living. We gather together, Lord, to worship You today. And thank You, for You are the faithful one. Faithful to Your calling of us, to be reconciled to You. Because of that, Lord, You do Your work in our life. You are our rock and our Redeemer, the one who we desire to honor today and to honor with our lives. May Your word shape our thoughts today and each every day. Through this life, through heaven that awaits us. It's because of the work of Christ that we can come and pray to You in all that Christ is and all that Christ desires. In His name we pray. Amen. So like I said, the topic today is God is faithful. And I'm going to have you have your bulletins. I'm going to go through some of the notes in there, and we're going to just kind of discuss and begin our message, and then we'll get into some of the annual meetings. So grab your bulletin, and like Brian read for you this morning, on the front of the bulletin is the beginning verses of the Song of Moses. It is out of Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 4, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. God put these words on Moses' heart at the end of his life. Think of this with me, okay? I want you to think about this with me. These are the words that God put on Moses' heart to put in the authoritative word of God, to put down a scripture at the end of Moses' life. He writes this after the people of Israel, the people of God, had journeyed with God from the deliverance of from Egypt all the way to they're at the front door entering the promised land. 40 plus years. Well, think about what's happened in your life in 40 plus years. Think about everything that's went on in your life. It went on in them. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, they wandered in the wilderness. Now, I want to encourage you, they just didn't do this. That's not what they did. They wandered in a sense. They hadn't gotten to the place that God had prepared and planned for them. I can't get into all the detail of it because it's immense to describe everything that went on. But you know, they had families and they had life and they had relationships and they had children and they ate and they did. It's a little different because of what God was doing, but they had a life. They had to work out the issues of life. They had to work out the relationship with the Lord. God was teaching them so many incredible things that was going on there and how faithful He is to them and everything that went on. But I want you to think about it. He's writing this after 40 years of this journey. What would you write after 40 years of your journey with the Lord and with your family and with your neighbors and with your country and with the people that you're around? So I want you to think about it in that way. And now, so let's put our mind in that. Now, Moses writes this. Look what he writes. This is Moses' song. This is what he's writing. He says, give ear, O heavens, and let me speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let my teachings drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as the droplets on the fresh grass, and as the showers on the herb. Boy, doesn't it sound like, hey, shower this upon mankind, these words that I say. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Listen to what he says. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness, and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. That's after the 40 years of the journey that they had with him and when they were wandering in the wilderness. He says, let it drop like rain upon humanity. This is who, the rock, the character of God. He is, his work is perfect. All his ways are just. Righteous and upright is he, of God of faithfulness. Now I want you to think about your last 40 years if you've been here that long. You've had incredible circumstances in your life, haven't you? All of us have. All of the things we go through, all of the things that we struggle through, or the trials. As we would look back, we would see our own circumstances of life, right? Each of us would. Our own relationships, the challenges that we face, the ups and downs, the successes, the failures, the trials that have come our way, the growth in the Lord, our walk with Christ, the life of the family of God. And all of us know that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. Life is real, isn't it? Life has challenges. God is at work in your life, amen? Some areas that you're wishing he wouldn't work in. He's asking things of you. He's seeking things of you. He's working on your heart, your hard heart in places. Your rebellious thing, maybe you're his. We're his children. He's our father. And what God wants us to know is that God is faithful as we journey through this life. He's incredibly faithful. Whether it be by Peter's words in 1 Peter that through life's challenges, God will bring the genuineness of your faith to the surface, or whether it be in James, and when he said he will produce endurance in your faith that will bring maturity as you journey through this life, or as Paul writes in Romans 5, that difficulty brings about perseverance and then genuine character, and that genuine character brings about hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. God is going to be faithful. God is always going to be faithful, and not just to us individually, but to us corporately. God is faithful as we are, as his body of Christ, his church, his flock, as we journey through life. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:7 and following, he wrote this, you guys probably know this passage, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What's the treasure? The treasure is what he says in the verse previously, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The treasure is salvation. In your salvation, in God bringing you, reconciling you back to himself, in redeeming you and forgiving you of your sins, this treasure you have in the life that you live gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shining in the face of the truth of Christ in each and one of our lives and corporately in the body of Christ. So the treasure is the light of God, salvation. It's the hope of God, the truth of God, the work of God. It's the work of Christ. That's the treasure. So we have this treasure to be a light for the Lord, he says, and it's in earthen vessels. He means fragile, weak, unperfect vessels. Why is it in fragile, weak, unperfect vessels? God tells us, so that the greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. As God works in our life, as works in us individually and corporately, and as we share Christ and live Christ, and like today in our class, in obedience to God's word and being hearers of, not just hearers of God's word, but doers of God's word, it's the greatness of God's power in our life that leads us, that guides us. So it's not from ourselves, it's from God. The illumination of God's life and of God's hope is of God's power, and he shines it in our life. It's a treasure. And he put it in a weak earthen vessel so we wouldn't get proud, so we wouldn't think it's us. It's the work of God. It's the power of God that shapes us to be light, his flock, to shine gospel light. Look in your outline there. Look at Zechariah there. In your outline there, it's in your sermon notes. Look what he says here. Zechariah writes this. He's talking about corporately. He's talking about the people of God. Listen to what he says. He writes, I will bring, God is speaking in this, I will bring the third part through the fire. Listen to this. Refine them as silver is refined. Test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name. I will answer them. I will say, these are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. You know what God says today? These are my people. What do we say, church? The Lord is my God. By the power of God, by the faithfulness of God, by what God has done. We are the they in the text. And the prophet is writing about a faithful God and what he does in his people. He refines them, he transforms them, and we say the Lord is our God. That's the nature of God. That's the nature of who he is, to be faithful. God has declared himself faithful. He cannot do otherwise. It's his very nature. Look in your outline in Psalm 100, verse 5. In the nature of God, God says this, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. God says that he is faithful. He's faithful to his plan and purpose. He's faithful to his goodness and mercy. He's faithful to his creative design. He's faithful to his will for his creation. He is faithful to all who he is, all who he is and why he came and what he did to all people, and it's everlasting. And even when we're not faithful, Paul said in 2 Timothy, he is. God is always faithful. And he leads us back to our faith in him. Look at Lamentations in your outline there. Look at what it says there. It says, the Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassion never fails, for they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. Every day, every morning, every moment, wherever you are with the Lord's loving kindness, out of our text, you could put grace in there to give you what you could not earn, never ceases. For his compassions never fail. You could put mercy in there. His compassions or his mercy to not give you what you deserve. He knows your frame. He knows your thoughts. He knows your place. He knows ours. And his grace and mercy never ceases. Now let me share with you for a moment. If you're an unbeliever, if you haven't trusted in Christ, you haven't put your faith in Christ and trusted in him and been forgiven for him, you know what? God is faithful to offer you grace and will be until Christ returns. The truth of Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came and lived a sinless life and gave his life on the cross and died to pay the penalty of your sin and rose again to give you new life, that if you would trust in him and believe in him, hear his word, and respond in your heart in faith, I believe that Christ, you gave your life for me. I'm a sinner and I need you. See, that's grace offered every day. And God is faithful. He is faithful to offer that to anybody every day. You have to, in your heart and mind, receive the grace, the mercy, the faithfulness of God, and that's how you come to salvation. Now, believers, the same grace and mercy is offered to us each day. The grace for us to live the way God wants us to live. The guidance, the understanding of God's word, the mercy that we don't receive what we deserve, that he gives us what we don't deserve. His love, his care, his kindness. We don't earn it now because now we're believers. But God's grace is offered to us as believers every single day. His unmerited favor in our life so we can follow him and love him and encourage others and be a light. The back of your bulletin, to live out the purposes of this church, of God's church, offered every day. And he's faithful. It comes to whether we receive it or not. Like we heard today, instead of just being hearers, doers of what God is offering by grace to give to us. All that we do here as a family of God, the care, the comfort, the coming alongside, the teaching, the shepherding, the fellowship, the mentoring, the loving, the work of the ministry is all from the faithfulness of God. James 1:17 says, it's in your outline, every good thing, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. It's all from God. So as we look at our annual meeting and look at the things that we've done and look forward to what we've done, what we want to do is recognize in our heart and mind, it's because God is faithful. Yes, we receive it. Yes, we act upon what God has asked us to act upon, but he has given us the ability to act upon what he's asked us to act upon. Our God is faithful through his love, by his grace, the giver of mercy, because of forgiveness, to refine us, to bring our faith to the top, to produce maturity, to grow our relationship with him and each other, to change our character, to give us hope, to refine us for his glory. That's the nature of God. Isn't that incredible? That's what God is doing. So now as we look at last year and the year to come, what we're going to begin with, we're going to share a glimpse of all of this. Now, obviously, we couldn't share everything. We're going to share a glimpse of this that God has done this year. We're going to look at the fruit of service, the future as we go forward, and the finances. Use F there. So in our mind, as we look at these things, we want to put on our heart and mind that God is faithful. For Pastor Tom, will you begin that for us? He's going to come up here and start and share with us a video. Go ahead, Tom.
We did something like this last year, and I like the little human proverb that says a picture is worth a thousand words. So rather than using a lot of words this morning, we're going to use 153,000 worth of words through pictures. Everything can't be captured, of course, but a lot of things were. Some of these things you may not even know about. A lot of them you will, but we'll just rejoice together in this. Thank you. Let's pray together and just thank the Lord for this. Father, as we look back over this past year, we recognize that while some of the ministries are recognized and are out in the open for everyone to see, that many of the others are behind the scenes, but nevertheless are seen by you and are very, very important. So we thank you, Lord, for your ministry among us. We celebrate your faithfulness to us, and we rejoice in it, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Certainly, as I was talking about today, we certainly have journeyed through a lot. I mean, just some of the glimpse of what we had there, and we could make that hours long probably and just go through all the things that went on. But as moving on, now we're the topic, we're going to the future as we go forward. Now, again, there's going to be so many things. We could talk about the Bible classes, that the spiritual mothering things that are beginning here in church. There's so many things that we could bring up. Elders, as we talked about, what we're gonna share with you today, the Elder Craig and Sam and Ken Hange, the elders are going to come on up, and they're going to share two areas here that we're going to talk about. This really has to do with the extension of Pastor Tom employment through the year 2015. Gentlemen, go ahead and come on up. You guys can come right up here to the mic. And the other thing is the addition of 20 hours a week to Bobby Beach's employment. So we're really talking about staff is what we're going to look at here as we would go forward in the future here. And so they're going to share. Ken, did you want to start? Yeah, Ken's going to start. They're going to share about us continuing with Pastor Tom on staff and the addition of Bobby's additional hours.
Wow, at the beginning of this service, don't you just love the body of Christ? Back about, I would say, September is when we start planning for the next year in all the areas of ministry. And the elders started encouraging one another because that was the end of the two-year period that we had decided to ask Pastor Tom to come on staff. And whether we were going to continue that or not, we wanted to seek the Lord and his guidance and wisdom on that. And we had just a great time of sharing, kind of reminiscing the ministries that had gone on and that Tom had been a real blessing in helping the body and being an elder and encouraging, being a wise counselor. And so as we came to the end of the year, we start looking at the budgets, and to be responsible and frugal, as we're called to do, we started looking at the finances and would there be finances to continue through 2015. And as you operate as a church, it's same thing in a business. You budget and you plan. But as we know, as many farmers have planned for the year to grow and do things in business, Lord had a little bit different thing concerning the weather, right? And so you kind of wonder. And as we went forward, we were looking at the finances. Do we trust our finances, or do we look at the blessing of ministry and what God has done? And this is his church. And as we looked at that and came closer to the end of the year, we decided, we were all in agreement, that we felt that God wanted us to have Tom be with us as a paid staff person through 2015. And in our hearts and in our joy, we would like to see that go beyond that, but we were just looking at the issue before us. And it was real exciting to look at the end of the year and the Lord's grace and his great mercy and your love offerings, what God had put on your heart concerning this church and the love of this church. And we felt it would be clear that God had given a definite answer through your love offerings as he's touched your heart to go ahead and have Tom be with us as a staff person, if you will, and through 2015. And we were just so excited and unanimous on that. And we just wanted to give praise to God. Thank you, Tom.
One other thing that comes up in leadership a lot is in Proverbs 29:18, it says, without a vision, the people are unrestrained. And the word was a word that was given when Moses was up in the mountain and came down, and the people were worshiping a golden calf. the people were out of control. And the more we've thought about this, I mean, it was years ago that elders prayed that as we go forward, that there would be a mentor, a godly man, a mature man to help equip Ken and just help in our body becoming more mature. This was years before we even knew Tom. And but that was our prayer for a vision for that kind of leadership that we need in this body. Another vision, years and years ago, we prayed for a godly woman to come alongside helping in the office with not only helping with Margaret with some of the things that go on, but somebody who could counsel women and be available. It's so hard when you don't have a woman to be involved when a single woman comes or when a widow comes. It's hard to not have a woman to be involved in that, and so you need somebody who's really equipped to be a woman counselor, and that's something that we really prayed for vision. We're praying for vision now going forward in the areas of worship and in the areas of youth to see what God would have us do there as we move forward. So, I mean, it's an ongoing thing, and I thought this is a principle, a theme of God for all of us, and I was thinking about each one of us. If you don't have a vision for your life, you're uncontrolled. You're out of control. You're unrestrained, God calls you. And so to all of you single people, to all of you young people, to all of you married couples, to all of you adults, to all of you grandparents, to all of you who are looking to die right, you better have a vision for that. And the sin of commission is to go ahead of God and move quicker than God gives you permission to move. The sin of omission is to just wait and not do what you know God's asking you to do. And so I would just, as we pray as elders, I'd like you to all pray individually that we would all be a part of having individual missions and visions for our own individual lives. But listen to this is what we prayed, but look at, just wanted to read, this is what Bobby Beach's job description is. Working with office management and oversight of all printed material, working with Pastor Ken on written forms of communication, available to assist finance ministry with administration, accountability of budget, available to serve the treasurer in any need, work with Pastor Tom in coordination and oversight of senior care, available for on-site women's counseling. And all that for just 20 hours a week. Is that a good deal or what? But anyway, so I just wanted to share with you, that was our vision, and just to watch God come through, it's like how Ken is emotional about this. When you pray and you're waiting for God and God moves and you respond, it just verifies in your heart that there is a God and he's for us, and we need to be faithful as he's faithful to us.
John Piper tells a story of a plaque in his mom kept in the kitchen of his childhood home, and it says, "One life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." And we see the truth of that so much in the ministry of people in our body, and people such as Tom and Linda and Bill and Bobby. I was talking to a salesman at our company who is going to retire after 45 years. And I asked him, you know, are you going to go play golf and go fishing and do all that stuff? And he said that his heart was to go to work for the church, his church, you know, and do whatever was needed. And we are blessed, you know, to have people in our church who have that same heart to serve. Our verse this week in Awanas was Romans 12. 1-2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God, what the will of God is, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. You know, the pattern of our world is that at a certain age, you quit working and serve yourself. And through comfort and pleasure. But that's not what's happening here. Through God's word and instruction, we see people serving others. And the people in the church come first, you know. What a great example it is for the younger people of our church to see people willing to continue working according to the call that God has in their lives.
Thank you, Sam. Tom and Bobby, will you come up here? Is Margaret here today? We were going to have her come up also, but I think you guys wore out Saturday Night Live. Last night, the high school youth had an event. Come on up here, you guys. We're going to have you come right here. Bill, you want to come also?
We want the whole team.
You know, we just, come on up, come on up.
This is even a better deal than we thought.
You know, we're going to pray for specifically this, but let me encourage you just before we go into there. You know, this is one area that we've noted today, but, you know, my mind as it was being shared, I just thought of all the serving children's ministry, Awana, children's education, even the Bible studies, even the mentoring groups that are going on, and all of the ministries, think of the youth that's across there, that those that serve there, and just thinking in my heart and mind that God is going to be faithful as all of us go forward together in all that we're doing. We're recognizing here that God is allowed us, gifted us with certain gifts that we can go forward with, but each one of us is a gift of God to the body of Christ as we serve the ministry going on here. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace upon our life, the privilege it is by your grace for us to participate in your kingdom work, that in and through all of this life, every circumstance, everything going on, Lord, you're bringing about your plan and purposes by your providence. To bring glory to your name, to shine the truth of Christ, to raise us up in our maturity and our relationship with you, conforming us to the image of Christ. All of this going on, Lord, that you are at work at. And then we get to be a part in your plan and purpose to encourage each other, to teach others, to admonish all of one another that we've been studying. We thank you for your provision and your resources. We thank you for the staff here at Living Word Fellowship and just the ministry that they have in all the different areas that serve this family of God. For it's your church, it's your family, it's your body of Christ. We just give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, as we continue along here, so we had the fruit of service, and then the future as we go. And now Andy Reinsberger is going to come up and share us with us the financials. That's in each annual meeting we need to, it's part of our responsibility to share where we sit financially and as we go forward. So Andy's going to share that with us today.
Yeah, we get to go over some boring numbers, I guess, right now. So the thing that, you know, when you do one of these things, you kind of reflect on what's happened in the last year. And you know, we're talking about faithfulness. And I was just thinking how so many times I forgot about the faithfulness that God has and the faithfulness of you guys. And what a privilege it is to serve in this area. And we get bogged down in the administrative part of it. And I need to just focus on the faithfulness of God and faithfulness of this body in giving money. And I'm sure I'll struggle with that again, but I got to keep that in mind, that what a blessing it is. I'm just going to give a few numbers. There's a budget for next year in the back, and there's also a full financials for anybody who wants to dig in it any further. And if you have any questions, you can ask either the elders or anybody that's on the finance committee. In the Finance Committee is Ken Snyder, Lance Hyder, who's here, Keith Hansen, who's here, and Dwayne, and myself, I think. I might have forgot somebody, David. But I don't think so. Oh, David Henderson, I'm sorry. So last year we had 284,000 in offerings and 304,000 total giving, with expenses of a 294,000, so that meant we had a surplus of $10,000. So whenever you're in your church, you have a plus, you're always happy. And the neat thing about that is we have $203,000 in cash with no debts. And so as the elders were looking forward, you're going to see there's a little caveat here, but we don't think that we really need that kind of cash. And and the elders figured out a way to use some of it, I guess. But the other thing before I get any further, I would just like to say I know Bobby's only worked with us for a couple, 3 weeks, but it's been a blessing for us, and I can see things are going to change with her help. And that's been a great addition for us. And so in next year's budget, I think we were fairly conservative, but we figured that we're going to have $275,000 in offerings. And 300 and well, there was some other income, but there would be $312,000 worth of expense. So that's going to make us $35,000 in the negative. And then we're going to have $22,000 capital expenditures on top of that. So the total number will be $57,000. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to come less than that. But even if we don't, with our cash reserves, I think we're still in great financial shape. Thank you again to have the opportunity to serve you.
Thank you, Andy. Go ahead and have the praise team come on up. You know, as talking with Andy and just, the Finance Committee and their diligence, that's not an easy thing that they do, an easy task. They're all trying to gather all of those things, keep an eye on everything going on. There were stewardship, that we're stewards of God's resources. This is all God's resources, not his and ours. And then as we talked and we reflected upon this year, you know, our hearts in the worship of giving in the body of Christ that God has ministered to your heart, and in your worship you give to the work of the ministry. See, the work of the ministry is all of that video, plus much, much more. The work of the ministry is everything that God has us involved in ministering with each other in the body of Christ. That's the work of the ministry. And in your heart, in worship to the Lord, you're giving to the work of the ministry, giving to God, and then God in the work of the ministry. And so, you know, just thankful that, and, you know, we are privileged, again, to give our time, talent, treasure to the work of God's kingdom. And we just want to focus on that. In finishing up our message, look at your outline there. Just a minute here to finish up our message. You know, I only got to speak 20 minutes today, so I'm okay. God is faithful as we journey through life. Amen?
Amen?
He is. I mean, he's just faithful. It's just what he is. I mean, circumstances of life don't determine that God is faithful. God's faithful because he is faithful. Circumstances of life are happening, and God's faithful in them all. Changing your circumstances doesn't mean God's faithful. Circumstances of life, nature of life. Tom taught on that a few weeks ago. The nature of life is what it is. And God is faithful to do all that he's doing in it. God is good, right? What do you guys always say? God is good? There you go, good. It's new every day, his grace and mercy every moment. All goodness, all gifts are from him. That's his nature. And final point here, faithfulness is the action of God. Look in your outline there on the back, 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says this: God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me just tell you a little bit about that. God wanted to save. And he's faithful. And so he sent his only begotten Son. Because God wants to save. Because God wants to reconcile you back to him. Because God has restored our relationship back. Because God wanted his creation to know who he is. And so he was faithful, even though we fell in the garden, before time began, to make a way And he was faithful to it all the way before time began till now. You think he's going to stay faithful? He's going to stay faithful. That's the action of God. Stay faithful. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He says this, God's word now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. God called you, and he's faithful to his calling. He will work in our lives, sanctify us, change the way we live for his glory, for his purposes, the body of Christ, bring out the church and all that God would want us to be. And he'll keep us all the way to the end, and faithful is he who called you. That's such an encouragement. It's such an encouragement, the faithfulness of God. So what's our response? I put a couple of down there, what our response to his faithfulness would be. But before I finish it here, and we're going to sing two songs today in closing of the service, so we can praise the Lord and just declare our gratitude and worship to the Lord. What would you write? What would you write there? What is your response to his faithfulness? I put a couple of things down here. But what would you write? But better yet, what do we live? What do we live? Isaiah said, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I'll give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Isn't that incredible? The sovereign hand of God. From the plans that he formed long ago in perfect faithfulness, he works in our lives. We'll exalt you and give thanks to your name. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. To hang on to the confession that Christ is Lord and that he saves. That's simple. In each and every day, in each and every circumstance, in each and every trial, in each and everything you got going in your life, it's to hold on to the confession of our hope. Jesus Christ is who he says he is. God is faithful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us, for the life that we have journeyed through with you in this past year. So many things, Lord. So many things in our life that you have been there. And Father, where we've recognized that you haven't, forgive us for doubting that you are faithful. Father, help us as a family of God to live for you, to encourage each other, as to when we walk with you, to walk with each other, to have patience and kindness and gentleness, but admonishment and encouragement and love, all that you would want us to do to represent the love of Christ poured out into our life. You're doing that here. We thank you. Give us clarity as we go forward. Thank you for the vision that you've given us and what our purpose is to be here for. We thank you for the grace to live it out. We pray for our meal together today, Lord, that we would enjoy it together and just have the joy of the Lord in our life. And thank you for providing that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand. We'll sing our closing two songs, and then the line forms right over there for the potluck today.